the day is January 31st, 2018, and it's Season 1, Episode 13 of Seal Team. We just finished watching.
Yeah.
Yep.
Lucky 13. Lucky 13. Were we lucky? Do you guys feel lucky?
I think we were pretty lucky. That was a very jam-packed episode after a couple of not-so-jammed.
I felt lucky for the first two-thirds.
I want to know how the last one did in the ratings.
Well... Last episode, as we all know, was themed on Stranger Things, Upside Down. And we saw Jay and the gang biking around the bombed-out streets of Default, Iraq, looking for Clay, who is underground.
Right. He was in a hole. He was upside down in a hole.
And he broke his gun, too.
Right.
I still don't know what upside down means.
But what did happen to Barb, right? The Stranger Things tie-in did well with the youth, and the ratings boosted back up to 1.1% of all TVs in the 18 to 49 category, and a slight tick in the numbers for 500,000 extra viewers to 6.67 million.
Oh, that's great news.
Tonight's episode is called Getaway Day.
Still in touch with his wife and child. Particularly attractive Western females.
Big problem, Big Chief.
That was racist. That sounded racist to me. How about you?
And I said in my article, before I ever watched it, I said, it's one for the ages. And why did I say that? Because we have the return of Christopher Chulak, the legendary director of the original three episodes of SEAL Team. And Benjamin...
Hold on, wait, you wrote an article?
Benjamin Cavell. I always write articles about SEAL Team. Benjamin Cavell, the writer and creator of SEAL Team, wrote this episode as well. So nice. I also, in my article, wrote, will we see the return of Nate? Will there be psychologists and hands?
Listen on to
find out. Also, be on the lookout for the continued comedy stylings of John Belushi, who is also back.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
He's writing again?
Yeah.
There was one joke in this one that comes later. Sonny wasn't cracking, though.
Yeah.
What is the guy's actual name?
John Belushi. Two C's. Belushi. They could. I think it's read as Belushi. John Belushi's name was just transliterated differently, but John Belushi and Belushi have the same family name.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All
right. Right.
Well, I'm glad to hear that they're doing well. I'm glad to hear that.
I think they're doing slightly above average.
What
was their rating before?
0.9.
6 million?
0.9 and at 1.1?
Yeah, but like, that's good for a show, for a network show. Yeah.
Especially when starring Jay. The fucking backwards hat wearing dipshit. I got so much to say.
Well, let's get into it.
Yeah, where do we start?
Immediately, we got a shoulder recap.
Oh yeah, big.
Like I predicted the future, but just it happened next episode instead of other episode.
Impossible to see. The future is.
Nothing happened yet, except that we found out that Ray's a lying piece of shit.
Mm-hmm.
But well, more on that later. He's a fucking piece of shit.
I believe I wrote that in my thing. We'll get to it.
I got a lot to say about Ray. Yeah.
Alright. So, we're in Afghanistan. I see the dog.
Do all teams have dogs?
Just the cool ones.
But, and then, like, when I saw that, I was like, oh yeah, the dog. And then it went into the building and then it died. And I was like, What?
No, not the dog.
You can't do that.
But I guess it was just some fucking...
Well, we were supposed to think that that was our SEAL team going in there.
Yeah. I don't think so, because the guy who was talking, I didn't recognize his voice at all.
I just think, like, the overall looks, the dog, like, all that shit, it was just, it was like, oh, it's SEAL team, and they're going to be doing something, and then big explosion, sure. Like, oh, it's not SEAL team.
Yeah. Well, when it blew up, I was in like, oh, no, Jay's dead, because they would never give me that favor.
Is it, like, right after the explosion, the credits just come up, and that's the end of SEAL Team?
That would make this the best show ever made.
Yeah.
That'd be so, like, avant-garde that they, like, purposely made this, like, drivel just to make such, like, a bold, like, move.
Oh, but they would have like, to a, do like, other well-constructed, too, like,
piece of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be interesting.
It would have had to been, like, this the whole time, and then the last episode would have been...
And that Jay is, like, a phenomenal actor, and, like, they did 60 takes. I was like, no, goddammit, dumber!
It could be something if, like, they get... What if, yeah, like, say 5 seasons in, they have this very loyal following of a certain demographic.
You mean then, the rapists?
Yeah. And then they just, like, throw down, like...
Throw down what?
Completely the opposite
Oh,
sentiment.
They can't? No way. This is, later on I compared this show to something, but let's get into it. So they do this, and, like, kaboom, like, team dead, and then we go
from Afghanistan. Jay's fixing the shower.
Oh, yeah, Jay's fixing the shower.
Uh-huh.
His wife says...
And so Jay likes to fuck in the shower, and then we find out that it's his daughter's shower.
Ew.
That's fucking gross.
Oh, yeah, he wants to fuck in his daughter's shower.
Yeah.
And she already thinks
he's
a creep.
She's not home. He doesn't say let's do it right.
Yeah. No, he's like, let's check out the water pressure, baby. Maybe we can fuck in our daughter's shower. And, like, really, Jay is making a lot of cash to be able to afford a ensuite in his daughter's bedroom. He's got to give some of that to Ray.
And also, there's this kind of, like, ongoing kind of drama where, like, there's this, like, deep-seated hatred from the daughter to the father, which I believe is based in sexual abuse. There's this always, like, kind of, like, you know, like, what the fuck, I fucking hate you, but I don't have the power to destroy you yet.
Pretty sure that's the last thing.
So what you're saying is Jay knows exactly how powerful that shower is.
Oh, yeah. Well, how do you think the sand got in there?
What?
He was on mission.
Your daddy's a dirty little boy.
He said there was sand. He said it was sand in the shower head.
Yeah.
I'm like, how does the sand
from
get in there?
From their shitty municipality's water.
I guess. Yeah.
Like, they live in Virginia. Am I right?
Sandy Virginia. Sandy Virginia.
I thought it was weird that the wife was like, well, at least Emma won't have an excuse to use my shower anymore. When do you, like, why would you want an excuse to use your mom's shower?
You mean,
because
like,
it's better.
Better
shit
shower.
Downhill.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
She runs with, like, a multi-jet.
I would always expect parents to have better showers than their kids.
Parents get the good shit.
Yeah.
I guess when I was growing up.
The big room.
We just had.
They get the big room, the big bed.
Yeah.
That's
fucking
true.
Losers.
What is it called? Like... My parents' ensuite was like a toilet and a sink, no shower. Like, we use the same shower.
Like, Chris Rock has that joke about the big piece of chicken. That the dad always gets the big piece of chicken. Like, when you have family dinner and you sit down and there's that big piece of chicken, it always goes to dad, and dad gets the big piece of chicken.
And what does daddy get for all his work? The big piece of chicken. That's all daddy gets.
Yeah.
I don't know that joke.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I...
Well, my dad gets to sit in the big chair.
Yeah,
big chair.
Chair
at the head of the table, man. That's the way it is.
Yeah.
It is just kind of like, what did you two do to earn this chair? Like, it's this kind of, like, power move, and that's why we hate our parents, because they're, like, fascists.
Right.
Oh.
Like, they're the first kind of, like, fascist authority figure of many that are to come.
Now that I'm an adult, I am amazed that children concede to adults in the first place.
They don't. It's like kind of, because children are gaining like earning power with YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, wow, I can't believe that I just listened to my parents.
Yeah. Okay, so Jay refers to Jalalabad as J-Bad first time in the shower scene. And I don't think he realizes how ironic he's being.
Because his name starts with a J.
Yeah, and he sucks.
He's like, J-Bad. J-Bad.
J-Bad. Don't damn.
He had the J-Bad face on at the end of the show.
I don't remember. You mean his concentrating face?
Like when they... Eyes? Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll get to it.
So then they're planning a trip to Splash Town or Splash Country.
And what's with them and fucking water parks, man? The last episode was water parks. It was like, Misty Mountain Vale Water Park. You remember that, baby? And she's all like, yeah.
I guess they're seals.
There we go. They like the water.
Makes sense.
What would happen if you put a seal in chlorinated pool?
Skin would probably burn. It would be pretty miserable.
They are air-breathing animals. Like,
it would probably die. No? If it had to, like... No? Maybe not. Oh, yeah, because it has to surface breathe. Right?
Yeah, like, they go up on the air. Like, I don't think that the salination of the water...
We should look into this.
So, what I'd like to say is, Jay is all like, hey, let's fuck in the shower. Wife is all, hey, why do you get horny before you go on deployment? Want to go pick up the kids? No, I got to work out with Beardo. And then Beardo is fucking jamming it. And he calls Beardo Monster Sunny. And he, in the previous episode, called his kid Monster Mikey, and he ditched his fucking kid to go hang out with his other kid, and it's very clear, and that was clever fucking writing. I commend that fucking reference.
I didn't notice that.
I do think there's a very strong consistency of character.
Especially when, during the weightlifting scene, Jay did this thing, which I find to be the most revolting thing in contemporary, like, D-bag male culture, which is, woo, woo!
25/7. Woo!
Like, the woo sound, which is derived from wrestling, I believe, from when X-Pac and, like, Ric Flair, maybe? Oh, yeah, it was Ric Flair. But every fucking, like, Cro-Magnon dipshit makes this sound, and it's all over the internet. I hear it on the streets.
This one?
Gyms,
yeah!
It's like, woo! 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 Woo!
You know, oh, like, it's not a you?
It's just kind of like, eh.
Yeah!
If you go to a gym and there's people making that noise,
it would be like really piercing if I do it properly right now. But it's this kind of like pantomime of like a successful like athletic achievement thing.
Yeah, dude, you did it. Like,
but it's like really contrived and like, I don't know. And he did it twice. I would just like to point out. I will be overlaying lots of audio of him doing it ad nauseum over this section.
So in this scene, Sonny also seems to, like, express some contempt for Ray.
The only thing Ray looked after was making sure that my ass went through the door first.
Yeah, I was pretty pissed at Beardo there.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, right? I always thought that Ray would have been, like, a cool teacher. But later on, I found out that Ray's a piece of shit.
Well, yeah, but I think Sonny may... I still don't believe that Sonny's seeing everything. Like, you really think that Ray would put him in harm's way, because that's what he says. He's like, Ray made me go through the door first, and that's like, Ray's a little bitch, and he put my life at risk all the time. And that's a fucking harsh thing to say, and I don't feel that Ray is that big of a piece
of
shit.
There is this thing in military culture where, like, new guys get put on point just because they haven't put in their time to be, like, safer. Kind of. So, like, if you lose the new guy, you don't have as much emotional attachment to him.
Yeah.
So, like, if he dies, then it's less baggage for you.
And so, like, when you're on a team the first time, you're like, hey, no, no, Beardo, I'm going first. Then that's when you know that you've truly been accepted to the team.
I just think the next new guy comes in, and then he gets put up front.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just think that Sonny has, like, no chill, and he's just, like, mad at the world.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
And he does reference that later.
Yeah.
Oh, does he?
I think we're still
when he's watching the cartoon and Jay comes
in. Oh, yeah. All
and he's
anger,
like,
right?
I know, Jay, you're just going to fucking say this bullshit again.
Okay,
and,
we'll get there. Let's,
Good episode!
I can talk about this for, 2 hours.
Yeah.
Because I feel like we're, because
Ray and his wife, we're
not quite there yet. First, there's Jay. Kind of like when Jay walks in to their operation command
thing.
Yeah,
Jed
thing.
Is like...
Right.
Yeah, and Jed, and he's wearing all black, Jay is wearing black sneakers, black pants, black shirt, and he's got his hands in his pockets, and I just wrote down emo Jay. And he's all walking all sulking. It was just a strange outfit for him. And then...
He was wearing a lot of strange outfits this fucking episode.
Yeah, and also Judd wore some strange outfit. His blue,
I didn't notice Judd.
I did actually take a screen cap of their uniforms, because,
But anyway, so Judd stops Jay in the hallway and starts telling him about what's going on, and within 3 seconds, Jay fucking interrupts him.
Did he?
He does. He's telling Jay what's up, and Jay interrupts him, and, just kind of, cuts him off and be like, yeah, casualties, I get it. Doesn't let him finish a sentence.
Mm. Didn't even notice. I guess we're just so used to, them shitting on him, right?
Yeah, I don't know. It seemed, fine to me.
I think I'm very highly tuned to Jay's...
That in my mind I made a mental note that Jay did not interrupt Blackbird.
We're gonna need audio evidence.
In the meeting,
we need audio evidence of a count of 3 seconds. I believe it was 20.
I gave it to you last time.
I'm gonna give it to you again. You gotta give it to me again.
Alright, you're gonna fucking get it. Right now.
One of our teams in Afghanistan, they ran into some
casualties.
So now we're at Ray's house, and his wife has figured out that they never saw the doctor.
An interesting intro to the scene. There's home fixing,
the
LED lights. And this is my first letdown for Ray, because he dumps on LED lights, which are the future of illumination.
No, he dumps on the fact that the LED lights are built in, and he wants changeable bulbs. He wants to be able to use these LED lights for another 30,000 hours at least.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Once the bulbs burn out, the whole
fixture. But you can wire it in. He's Ray.
Then,
he could do that.
But then right after he says, shitty. No, but then Ray says it doesn't matter. They'll last forever. He says they'll last forever.
But that's his problem in the first. So
he's inconsistent.
He bought them anyways, but he wants
dumps on their
changeable
light.
Bulbs.
He dumps on their light.
Yeah, he says he wants changeable bulbs, but he's like, it doesn't matter. I don't need to change the bulbs.
I think his problem is
they die before they die anyway.
I think his problem
is
that they're built
because he knows
in,
he's a liar.
Not that they're.
And he doesn't have the money to buy new fucking lamps that nobody needs. They're struggling, and he's going out buying LED lamps, self-contained.
Yeah, I find
fuck
that weird.
Off.
Why do you need, and their porch lights? Who the fuck needs porch
lights? Who needs that
shit? I would never pay money for porch lights.
Well, because they're brainwashed lunatics.
Yeah, our porch lights were burnt out for a long time, and then we went to the restore. We found porch lights for $1.25 that were used.
The heavy grate construction is durable and waterproof, and the super bright LED bulbs last a lifetime.
Yeah, but you can't put that in a chintzy home. Have you seen their decor? Pine cone, carved wooden bowl. Okay, I have so much things that I haven't said yet. So back when Jay was coming out of the bathroom, did you see the picture that was hanging by the entrance?
No.
Which was a picture... it was like this like weird chalk drawing like blackboard thing, and then it had this like scrawl like "Stay out."
This is in Ray's house.
This was coming into the bathroom for Jay's.
Yeah, that's Jay's daughter's emo calendar or whatever.
It's a teenager's room.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Her, the bathroom.
Yeah,
no,
her bathroom.
The bathroom is set in her room.
Yeah. And there's some tic-tac-toe on
Let's
there.
Let's go with the ensuite, you guys.
Teenager's room, whatever.
I guess I just don't get teenagers in their chalkboards these days.
All right. So at this point, they're 12 days to deployment, but we learn that actually it's going to be moving.
Oh, that's much later that we learn that.
No, yeah, but the whole...
LEDs were...
Like, have we talked about Ray's fact that he was lying to his wife the whole time?
This is where it's coming in.
Yeah, okay.
Well, yeah, so
I thought we had skipped
he's lying
it over.
To everybody.
Yeah, he's lying to everybody about his shoulders.
Like, deliberately lying.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's so much...
And he's fucked
so
up
much,
on drugs the whole time.
He's fucked up on drugs, and he's concealing it. He knows he's lying, mm-hmm. right? And he's like... He's putting... Okay, so... Like, I don't care, like, if he's putting himself in danger, but he's putting in danger his entire team, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which everyone constantly goes on about how much this is my family, and, like, I need to protect my family, and the best thing for that. But he's a fucking, like, saboteur.
Mm-hmm.
He is... The only reason he's doing this is because of the vanity of what it means to him to be a SEAL.
I think he's also doing it because of the money thing. He needs to go on this deployment to earn the money because they're...
He's just a piece of shit. Like,
in
this episode, like, they reveal a lot of horrible things about Ray. And, like, so everybody is... I used to like Ray. I used to think
honestly,
Ray is the best.
You know,
I loved Ray.
Ray has some competition.
I look forward to finding out how Ray's piece of shit, because I did not pick up on that this episode.
Well, he's lying to his wife. Like,
I knew, but we already knew that. We've
okay,
known
that's
a
for
long.
One.
Yeah.
Like,
but
he's lying
also,
to everyone about
he has
other.
To be in like top physical condition so
yeah.
he doesn't endanger the lives of his teammates.
He's going to kill
and
someone.
And Jay's on his ass being like, like, are you okay? Like, make sure you tell me you're okay.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm
it's
fine.
Why he once had a SEAL that one episode.
It is. You know what? We've known this for, like, multiple episodes.
Yeah.
It's always annoyed me because I'm just like,
no, we
ugh.
Didn't know.
It's
we
like,
thought,
Ray
we thought
is
he went
get...
to a doctor as far as the narrative
no,
goes.
No, we did not.
We take Ray's
we
word on it.
Knew,
there's
no
reason
we
to
took his word.
Ray what?
We saw Ray.
I took his
obvious.
Word.
It was obvious
because
he.
Really? No. Well,
I thought that Ray
writing,
would have fucking gone to the doctor.
No, they did. They did the thing where he called him. And they're like, "Oh, do you want us to leave a message?" He's like,
and
"No, no, that's okay." And there's like this long scene of
it's
him
suspicious.
Like.
But I want to believe. I want to believe in Ray, and I can't believe in Ray anymore. Like my dreams of Ray have been crushed.
No, it's like I've known this whole time, and the we're leading up to Ray getting someone killed. Because of his shoulder.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if I'll go that far.
Absolutely, it's going to be, like, something fucked up, or, like, some... Maybe he won't get a character that we... Like,
probably the guy they showed.
Not Greasy
Beard.
They'll kill that guy.
Oh, dude!
Kill that guy they showed.
Wait, no,
the
Dog Man is coming into the scene big time. This episode,
later.
They fucking...
Oh,
whoa, Dog Guy.
We're never
going
to finish this
podcast. Big FaceTime, all right, for
gotta
sure.
We've got to move this along. All right.
Because they're going to kill him soon, that's why.
No, they're going to kill the other guy.
Oh, my God.
Dog's going to come in.
We have to, like, motor.
Okay.
So anyway, like, Ray is definitely a piece of shit.
Okay. Spencer.
What are you doing, man? That's Carl.
Ask Ray for relationship advice. We're at the car dealership.
Right.
Oh,
Oh, he's getting some big, nice, big black trucks. Did you guys notice he wasn't just like Jay? Just like
just
a truck.
Like
just
I
like Jay.
Guess,
Ray,
yeah.
Ray, you helped Jay pick out his truck. Will you let me pick out mine?
But I guess there's some sort of, like, deployment discount. And that's why he's looking at it.
Yeah, every truck in that dealership is black.
Next
yes! He's like, would you like this big black truck? Or maybe this big black truck, sir? And they're quite boxy. We have them in different years.
All right, so then Jay knows that this is happening. He calls his wife and he says, get our daughter home so that she's not there when her friend finds out that her father's...
Right.
then Davis and Danny.
But one sec, just like at the dealership, Ray did point out, and it comes up later, that Spence is manipulating emotionally this girl into marrying him. Like, yeah. I thought that was like an interesting bit of like self-awareness, like, that this show is not really like well known
Ray
for.
Ray is certainly a better relationship coach than Jay.
Yeah, you did. Lying in that hospital bed high on China White. First off, seeing your life flash in front of you down that hole in El Chaim, you could damn right you wanted to then. Question is, do you want to in the cold light of morning?
But that, like, if this show was this well written all the way through, I would not be so, like, aggressively against it.
Fucking
like
original writer, man. Original writer and creator.
I don't know. That was a good bit of writing.
I thought, like, his last episode...
Actually, they brought in a new guy this episode, but I didn't pay any attention.
We'll have to look this guy up.
Yeah, I looked him up. He's got... He hasn't been relevant for about 20 years, according to Wikipedia, but, like, he's
coming back. He speaks too much truth to power.
Last episode, Spence asked Jay for relationship advice, which I thought made no sense.
Yeah.
This episode, he asked Ray for advice, which I think makes sense.
And Ray gave him good advice.
Ray has a successful relationship.
Yeah.
And I wrote, like...
Except that Ray is a fucking weasel. Like, he's successful because he's pretty good at being a weasel.
I guess they're maybe making it so that Spence is starting to look up to Ray, and then when Ray lets everybody down when he gets somebody killed, there'll be like a bigger letdown for Spence.
Yeah. And he'll be like, oh, what?
So Davis and Danny, they're still together.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess that Davis has gone and bought a bunch of equipment. Like, in preparation.
I think we're jumping ahead quite a bit.
No, that's the next scene, basically. You were just... You went back to the dealership, but we skipped over the last scene.
Like, we would have to talk over.
Well, the fucking dealership was a really big part of the show.
Okay, in that scene, you guys, I have a question. In the truck scene with Davis? No, Davis, what's the guy's name?
Danny
and Davis. What is this new boot kick under the bumper hatch open on the GMC Midnight Blue SUV?
Oh, that's been around for years.
Really?
Yeah.
First I saw of it.
What was that?
Yeah, you just like kick
The hatch
underneath the bumper, and it opens up. I think it might be like a proximity thing, like it'll only unlock if your keys are in.
You must have to have
your
fob.
I think it's like if you're holding
you.
A bunch of stuff and you can't open the hatch, you like swipe your boot. Underneath the like bottom bumper, and it pops the hatch open for you. But trucks didn't have anything in her hands, and she used it anyway, and it looked really weird.
Oh, I didn't even notice.
She could have just opened it.
Maybe it was like an ad thing.
I think it was an ad because it was a GMC like logo that then panned around with the beautiful SUV, and then the like swipe.
All the trucks, all the trucks looked like it was probably
this
was
a big
censored.
Car ad,
or not censored, sponsored.
Even Tony trucks,
and then
this is the scene where
a
she
little
has
casual
a bunch of...
mention of
tomahawk.
Penis?
Oh, the tomahawk.
Oh, yeah,
that's
no,
what I was
lot,
about to say, and I didn't.
This.
So, she's bought a bunch of hammers.
That's why I led you on and was expecting you to say tomahawks after the end.
But it
no,
wasn't
the
a casual
kick.
Mention
I'm
of it.
I'm more interested in the GMC boot.
But I was about... Yeah, she had bought a bunch of hammers, and Danny was like, what are these for? And I guess that they had a discussion about, like, well, they can't take tomahawks anymore because it's seen as cruel.
That's not true.
It's...
He says, we have the... Oh, you're buying these hammers to smash heads in? You can't use tomahawks anymore? And then the discussion happens.
Yeah. And then she says how there was a New York Times article which made it seem like the tomahawks were cruel and unusual. Whatever.
Yeah.
And I felt like it was kind of like really off base with what the article was like reporting. Which was the superstitious and deluded nature of the SEAL team, which believe many members that they are the embodied spirits of Apache warriors.
That's a different article.
It was a better article, but the New York Times article reported that, and then there's a better article that was more in-depth about like the kind of like psychosis that like the SEAL team members are part of, which is based upon this guy gifting tomahawks to various team members, and it became this kind of, like, cultural thing. And then a lot of the members are now, they believe that they are the embodied spirits of Apache warriors, and there's this kind of, like, fantasy that they're playing out.
There's a guy who made a lot of money by selling tomahawks, really fancy tomahawks, to the SEAL team.
But these guys are actually carrying tomahawks.
Yeah, the SEALs.
The SEALs,
yeah. Oh, yeah, they were, like, and I guess...
The article, it's, yeah, that's all in the same article.
So they were...
Kind of, the New York Times article is pretty brief and not very detailed.
It doesn't talk about, the tomahawk thing is just a brief mention of it, and you're talking about other components.
And yeah, and New York Times article, they don't even mention that, tomahawks are cruel, or the use of tomahawks is cruel.
No.
They don't.
They just say that.
No, but like...
That after you...
That's not
like,
the point.
There wasn't an article written about hammers, because fucking
that was the thing. And some people chose to carry the tomahawk with them when they were in combat, and some people chose to use...
No, they were gifted the hammers as, like, a fucking status. Like, you only got the hammers if you were bros with this dude. And actually, he's like... you only got the tomahawk. He was like, yo, buddy, hatchets. You're in super special fucking tomahawk club. Here, have a tomahawk. And then,
well, like... So the SEAL teams are divided into various, like, groups. And there's one... They have, like, names. And one of them is... It's not the Braves, but it's some sort of, native, like, I don't know, it's not Apaches, but it might be Apaches, I can't remember. But there is, like, lore and iconography of kind of, like, appropriated, like, shit that they use to justify their kind of, like, bro-dude mentality.
So, there's other articles beyond the New York Times article that goes into more depth of to what the culture of the tomahawks are. But that one... brought it to the attention of the general public because
the New York Times
is a huge publication. And then the guy who makes the tomahawks started getting all of this press and all this sort of stuff. And probably the reason why they don't carry them now is because...
Well, I think they can carry whatever they want.
They must still be able to take whatever they want.
Do you
it's
think
like
that
a loan.
He's still
you get to take
like
a hatchet or you get to take a knife?
I think they can carry whatever weapons they feel comfortable with. I think that's part of it.
But like a custom-made tomahawk?
Daniel Winkler is the maker of the tomahawk.
But how much is it to buy one of those? I'm guessing thousands.
$600 each.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah.
For a Winkler hawk?
I would pay that much for like...
But yeah, I thought that this
he
was like
is the man who made the tomahawks in the movie The Last of the Mohicans.
The Last of the Mohicans, I know all of them.
I think this is one of the scenes that makes me believe that the show is kind of like a propaganda front for like some intelligence agency.
Yeah,
that
it's
it,
just
it,
like,
it
oh,
addresses
we can't...
like there's definitely a propaganda aspect to it, like addressing like
it's like we should be able to carry these tomahawks, but we can't because
well, what the scene says is like yeah, there's this story and it's fucking stupid.
Yeah, roll our eyes.
Like
at
buy
it.
This
yeah.
GMC
yeah.
truck. Yeah, it, she totally rolled. Yeah,
like you know whatever.
All right, so the whole SEAL team that was in the building is dead. They have 18 hours to deployment instead of 12 days.
I liked how Judd says any questions and it's very like he's just like any questions right after he told them they have to deploy and
like obviously there's no questions
Judd and he was just like using it because he knew there were
you know what
questions.
I would have asked him
what
was with that shirt
was he wearing the weird shirt in that scene.
Yeah, he's wearing that, like, blue striped polo.
Guys, we gotta move on here.
Oh, okay.
There's, like, the Adventure Time mention. Sonny loves
oh,
Adventure
yes.
Time. Very cool.
Yes.
Well done, okay. Sonny. And,
so, can we set the scene first?
Yeah, we gotta set what the next scene is.
So we're at the death party. where there is immense discussion about how awesome otters are. It's like, yo, we're at the house of this guy's wife. Well, no, the guy just died in a horrible accident. And we don't know what to say. Accident. Tell her about the seals, man. The fucking otters. I mean, the otters at the aquarium. She'll love that. Right. Everything otter will be keen. Fine. Fucking otters.
What about an otter keen, you guys? Otters.
Taking the kids to the aquarium thing. Like they.
The
just,
otters. Yeah, they yeah. they make yeah. mention of but the otters like... multiple times. Was that a while ago? Am I out of order here?
No. It's just.
But you know what. You know
what's that?
That's it.
But Jay's wife is going to get kids stoned on Oreo blizzards,
right?
Which I thought was like an interesting phrase, given that like grief will be placated by drugs. Like that's kind of like the message is like I'm gonna like kind of like remove this sorrow with. Application of drugs.
So yeah, she is taking her tactic. The kids to Dairy Queen and the aquarium where the otter show is.
Mm-hmm.
But she says get the kids stoned on Oreo Blizzard.
Yeah. I think what she's saying is like the
she's
kids.
She's taking the mother and the, of like the widow.
No, the widow is not going.
Just the kids. She's going to go like...
She's just going with kids? I thought she was taking the widow and her kids. It's going to be a day at the aquarium with widow.
And she'll make them a detached zombies with Oreo Blizzard.
No, I don't think that's
so
what it is.
So they don't have to like address the
and
grief
those,
that happened.
This
and also,
is what I think is messed up. Those children will forever associate the aquarium with their father's death.
Well, how old are the kids?
Cute little otters. They make everything better.
Oh my god, that sucks so bad.
How old are the kids?
They're young kids.
So when the wife was like sobbing and about like her husband dying, all she talked about was like, you know, life is going along great, and then you never realize that this is going to happen to me. like this happened to her.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, ugh, like your kids deserve to become Oreo junkies.
Like you were hoping for another someone else's husband
like,
to die.
It's not that this beautiful person that you love died and no longer exists.
It's
like
that
it happened to me. Yeah.
So Adventure Time.
Yeah, Sunny is an Adventure Time
Except Sunny's not watching Adventure Time. He's watching
What is it? Yeah, what is that show? But, like, I think that Sunny was watching a much higher level cartoon, man. Like,
Adventure Time is great, and I love it. No.
But it's something that you would be able to see regularly. However, Beardo is watching in 1930s, like, Cat Bloop Bloop or something.
I think most people don't realize the, like, excellence of Adventure Time. And, like,
Someone on the writing staff knows that.
I was very surprised.
They're like,
that
hey,
Adventure
we're
going to
drop
mentioned.
The name Adventure Time. Can we do that? Yes. Can we show a clip of it? No. It's not in the budget.
Well, kids watch these days. And, like, some writer that no one listens to is like, Adventure Time.
I think the reason that he's watching the old cartoon is just because old shows don't have any kind of, like, legal. Like, you can use old shows.
Yeah, it's free comics. Yeah.
So. Yeah, free comics.
It's about the logistics of the show, not the
So you can't watch Adventure Time, but somehow you can get away with mentioning it. Maybe people think that he was watching Adventure Time.
That's what the kids are watching.
So this is what I've been hearing about. Looks kind of dated.
But he's doing it to keep my mind empty. So
they're shitting on it. They're like...
I don't see what the big deal
now,
is.
Now these old people that love SEAL Team will never watch Adventure Time. Good job, boss.
Oh, hey, so before... there was Adventure Time, and then where are we now?
I don't know. I have a big mess of comments from that whole funeral scene.
There's a lot of stuff.
Oh!
And new guy's flasking. Trucks is Danny's flasking.
Yeah, Danny and Stella are gonna fuck. Like, Danny has just presented himself, and he's around, he's stable.
Right, and this is where we talk about Spency fucking up again tactically. Like, what a fucking douche. Like, yeah. She was crushed. Like, how did he not?
He at it? Spur of the moment. Spence is going spur of the moment. He doesn't know what to do. He knows that he should not go away. He knows that he has to leave in 18 hours. He's got to be like, I'm going to say all this shit to you. And then he fucking tells her.
But he basically broke up with her there.
Oh, well, he didn't break up with her. He just said that if I'm gone and you want to fuck dudes, you can fuck dudes. And that's what he said to her.
He didn't say that he cared for her at all. Mm. He's just like, you know, like, I asked you to marry me just because I was on drugs, but, like, obviously I don't want to marry you. And she's like, yeah, that's cool. I wasn't thinking that either. I'm glad you said
didn't,
that.
Didn't and it was just, she, like, really... like, make... Did she make fun of it? Did she say when you were high on China White? Or was that Ray?
No, that was earlier.
Yeah.
That was Ray. So, like, but Spencer had the conversation with Ray, so he was thinking about this the whole time, and then he did this, like, kind of, like, foot-in-the-mouth, like, show for us with her, and she was crushed, and then she tried to save face by pretending, like, it's cool, and, like, I was thinking the same thing.
I didn't get that. I thought it was genuine on both their parts. She was happy that he said it.
I think in many ways she's very relieved, but, like, you know, at the time she was like, oh, fuck, this sucks, but I'm fucking...
I think she would love to be loved.
I didn't get the impression that she was, like, disappointed at all.
Quite, I think, like, she's the understanding of the situation.
I think she played it well. I think she convinced him. Because she still doesn't want
to
lose.
Because she also wants to believe it. She's like, fuck this. I can't be banging this dude that's going to die in a second. That's her overall knowledge of the situation. But she...
I think if Spencer wanted to do it in a classy way, which was... I think, like, the whole drug confession is fair. But it's just like, but I want to propose to you, like, on terms.
He was wrong to fucking propose to her.
Yeah.
He was fucking wrong to do it. Like, it was a shitty thing to do.
He was
to
wrong
her.
To do it, but the way he should say it is like, I was wrong to do it, and then when I do it, I want to make sure that it's, like, done well. And then that would kind of, like, be like, I did it wrong, but I want to do it better, and let's still be together. But the way he said it was more like, yeah, you know, I don't really, like, fucking give a shit about this, and, like, you know, like, whatever, bruh. And, like, wait for me. So, like, I gotta make a call for. He's like, yeah, okay, that's cool. And then they kind of, like, parted in this kind of, like, cold way.
Mm. I'm actually gonna. I think I should leave because I feel a little weird being here when I'm not family.
I think he just fucking said whatever was on his mind. I guess, like, he was just like,
yeah, which is nothing.
Like, yeah. I don't really like you. I just said that shit because I was high. And she's like, yeah, I know.
I just want to get big black trucks with Jay and drive them around.
So then the next scene is Jay's wife, or ex-wife, or no, future ex-wife, wanting a divorce.
Yeah, right, yeah. Yeah. And he kind of gets it, like, that was amazing.
Exactly. So what Spence did was he cut his girl loose. He was like, it's fine. You are able to go. And Jay never fucking did that. So Spence is a way better person than Jay is, because Spence was like, hey, don't fucking date me. I'm out of here. And then Jay keeps trying to fucking claw his wife back. And in this episode, she's like, fuck you, Jay. I'm getting you to divorce me. It's been a while.
You know what's interesting, though, is that at the beginning of the episode, when he's working on the shower, she's like, oh, are you going to come to the dinner thing or whatever she wanted
to do? And he fucking denies her every
time. And he's just like, I got to go and fucking work out with Sonny. Yeah. And he just, like, totally blew her off. And it was really strange. And then later she's like, well, fuck this guy. Right?
Yeah.
She just says,
silence.
I know that I'm the love of your life.
Well, I mean,
no,
like, I was about to take a sip of beer, and I thought some of the other people would fill in on statements. Jay's a piece of shit. Like, dump Jay. Long time coming.
Yeah, totally long time coming.
Yeah. And obviously, like, get your daughter as far away from him as possible.
Okay, so what is Jay's wife's name?
Alana.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was Clarence.
What is, what's Ray's wife's name?
Naomi.
Oh, really?
Nama. So, Ray says his wife's name three times within the first, like, I don't know, 15 minutes of the show. And Jay also says his wife's name, and I don't think that they've been mentioned at all in the entire fucking series.
Yeah, they have.
Have they? I have a question for you guys. Did you know their names before?
As much as I know them now.
Huh.
So, after Jay's wife breaks up with him, she still orders two adult tickets and two children's tickets for Splash.
Because it's her and Ray's wife and the two children.
Yeah,
the
she's
got to
take the dead guy's
So it's
kids.
Not dead guy's wife.
No, it's not her dead guy's wife.
So Jay's Ray's wife is coming along?
Yes.
When was that established?
It was when she said me.
I don't believe this at all.
Are going to take the kids to Adventureland or whatever. Like, she said it. Like she.
It's Splash Park.
Splash Country. Jesus, Splash guys.
We're off our game.
Yeah, right. So the next episode, or next scene is one that we already kind of covered, is Sunny watching the cartoons.
This is a note that I have right in my notebook. Before this, 23 minutes in, all drama. We're already halfway through this show.
Very low action episode.
More than halfway through this
episode. Yeah, it was all...
Of this.
And I really enjoyed watching it. It was so gross. Like, everything about it was so gross. But then we had the mass beeper scene. Again, borrowed from Charlie Sheen's Navy SEALs movie. Have you guys seen the Charlie Sheen's Navy SEAL movie?
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. It's like this show, but not quite as shitty.
Yeah, super action-packed.
Yeah. I keep thinking about Under Siege, so like I don't know if I've
Navy SEAL.
I can see the title. I can see the VHS box.
In the show, Charlie Sheen car gets towed, and instead of just like getting it from the depot, he hijacks it from the truck and does a sweet reverse kind of like power slide out of it.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool.
So you're saying that the news report thing was a scene from that movie? What's a scene from the movie that they ripped off?
Oh, the beeper scene, like when all the SEALs get beeped in like some sort of like tent. Like it happened earlier in this
they did
show
it
too.
Already,
and like, they already did it, so they're doing it again, and it is a ripoff from this Charlie Sheen Navy SEALs movie. They all get beeped, and then they're like, "Oh, we gotta go. We're super cool."
All right, so are we on the scene now where they're in the plane?
Essentially.
Sure.
Can we just mention that the fucking first time in SEAL Team history that we saw the plane that they're on take off?
Oh.
Really?
Like from the outside.
You've been paying attention.
I think I noted that. I fucking noted that. I was like, I've never seen that fucking plane take off.
It was a nice plane.
Oh, good takeoff scene. No, it is.
We've seen many landing scenes. Never takeoff.
You guys, I just want to talk about the scene right before they take off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a panning shot. They're all saying goodbye to their loved ones.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
And,
okay.
Yeah.
The dog guy and Greasy Hair. Both have girlfriends.
Okay, yeah. So before we get into that, right before they do a tight shot on them, what kind of car is Greasy Beard driving? Honda Accord. What a traitor.
Because he's driving an import?
Yeah, he's driving an import.
Alright, what were you going to say, Mark?
I don't know. There's the other established relationships are there. Like, that Ray is saying goodbye to his wife, and Clay is saying goodbye to his girlfriend, and Davis is saying goodbye to Danny, and whatever. Sunny and the radio nuclear doctor
Oh, she's there?
She's not there.
Oh.
No, Sunny's not in the scene. That's all I was going to say.
Oh, I see.
No sign of Beardo with
But what about Greasy Beard's girlfriend?
The blonde girl?
Except fiance, because she's got a big diamond ring, and she's like a fake and baked blonde. Because...
I actually didn't notice much in this scene because I was eating a piece of.
I was very focused on Greasy Beard.
Rewind? Did you pause and rewind?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I actually did. Because I'm like, what the fuck is because like they pan by all the cars and they're all driving like SUVs, and then Greasy Beard is driving a Honda Accord and he's got a fake and baked blonde wife with a giant diamond ring. I want to know more about Greasy Beard.
I'm making these bacon rolls real greasy, Dad.
Bullshit. You make this the greasiest feast since that goose you cooked on Christmas.
Well, now you do. Yeah.
You do know a little bit more.
Well, I know
he's
a little
fucking
bit more,
good
but...
at driving. He's like, he's their driver. He fucking drives the cars. He had a big...
Yeah, he just like...
He was just like, if he needs something fucking driven, Greasy Beard will drive it. And that was his thing back in the day. And he's got
And he gets a very sensible sedan.
Yes. He knows sure. It has a good weight to power ratio at a reasonable price.
Like, it's not a Civic. Civic would be more sensible. He likes a little bling, but he's not driving like a Prelude.
So, next scene is the traveling montage with reflective music. A reflective scene with music.
Oh, yeah, in the plane.
Yeah. Anybody have anything to say about that? Or,
I just thought that they should get more comfortable seating. There's no reason to, like, have
sit
shitty
on the floor.
Like, why make them uncomfortable? Yeah, just, like, these kind of, like, shitty, like, just, like, let them sit down.
Did you... notice the use of burner cell phone.
Oh, yes, I did.
Who's using a burner?
What the fuck's the difference between a burner phone and a burner cell phone, Matek?
They didn't say burner cell phone.
They said burner cell phone.
No, they said they burnt it.
They said, he's like, what about the burner cell phone?
No, they did not.
Yes, they did. No. Absolutely, they did. Matek, look at around the 30-minute mark.
They said, but they didn't burn it. And then, because I have a comment here, it's like, here's like an opportunity lost to say burner.
They said burner because...
They did not.
Yes,
it's a burner!
The whole setup of the burner cell phone.
Oh, it's so awesome. I feel like this episode is created on the things that we've been talking about, like burner fucking cell phone versus burn phone, burn phone, burn cell. What is it? A burner phone.
That's how they lured the other SEAL team into the house with some guy with a burner phone who was pinging other phones that they were interested in. That's why they went there.
Nate, that was the first... Oh, yeah, okay. So burner phone was big with the Nate episodes, and now we have burner cell phone. So maybe that's like a call out for us to understand that Nate is really coming back. Like, they'll actually kind of discuss more of the psychological effects
maybe,
of Nate's
maybe
death
he's like a crime
Jay's
lord. Do you think he like orchestrated his disappearance and has been running all these operations?
Kaiser Soze. Oh my god.
Moon base.
Potential.
It's a theory.
So they show
up to Trash Canistan and they have like a new field commander, I guess, mm-hmm. who I believe looks like the cross of Eric and Jay.
Mm.
He's got the bulk of Jay and he's got the face of Eric.
Oh, I was thinking he looked kind of like Sunny.
He's the one that says burn your cell phone.
He said burn it, phone. He didn't burn it. There's some shit like that.
So they gotta go in, or they gotta, no. They gotta go meet with this warlord.
Yeah.
And Draper looked very nice in her scarf.
Why is Draper around still?
Like, I don't she has know. No
function.
She talked to the... No, wait. Draper talked to the woman.
So Draper needed... Draper needed Spencer to interpret for her.
I know! I'm a woman, so I'm going to say these things. And then this man's going to fucking say them back to you. And you're going to be like, more comfortable.
Number one, she should be like the like intelligence like gatherer. She should know the language and she should know the lay of the land, right? She has no function there.
As far as it goes, Spencer and Ray both are translators for everyone else. But
I think that she's still around because Jay's got to hook up with her still.
Oh, I just think there, that Mad Men was definitely. Do you see the look she gave him as they got in there?
Yeah, Mad total long look. Both of them.
See, oh, is it because she was in Mad Men, so like people will watch the show? She's got star power. Mad They're Mad only like, using her for star power? I don't believe it. I think you're great, Megan Draper. Don't fucking worry about it.
What did you say, Margaret?
Her name is Chloe Fingerhoof.
Are you serious?
Maybe.
Oh, Fingerhoof.
Then there's a planning scene. And then we cut to doggy night vision.
This is where I started getting super so bored. Many dogs. As soon as they got to Afghanistan, I was just like super bored. I wasn't following it very well.
Something
I don't know why they were doing.
Something I noticed this episode, and I don't know if it was in the previous ones, is there's like this almost kind of like honeycomb grid over top of the night vision scenes. Have you guys noticed that? I wonder if that's
It must be like first gen Chinese night vision.
Yeah, I don't know. It seems I don't know if it's just like a movie effect or if it's actually something that's on night vision. Mm.
Yeah,
just notice that.
Yeah, no, don't know.
All right.
So Balladur is alive, and they're going out on a mission.
Yeah.
Kicking down some fucking doors. They always say they're kicking down doors. Hey, guys, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And when there's nothing to do, Jay's just like, is there any doors that we can kick down?
We kick down a lot of doors. We're real good.
Yeah. Got these boots.
And then Sonny kind of like shits on Spencer or something. What happened? Like he was being too hard on Spencer.
Yeah, I didn't get that part. Like, what he really said to him.
Yeah, me neither.
Interrogator's been sweating him since the second the house went up.
He got answers for everything, don't
hey.
He got answers for everything.
But Jay gave him a talking to, like, hey, come on, give him a break.
He gave him a slap.
Did he actually slap him?
Yeah, he's just like, come on, like a backhanded, like, shoulder slap.
All right.
And he's just like, why are you being so hard on Spencer? And then the guy's like, he's a fucking prick.
So then the next scene, they've got the whole family in interrogation for this Asim Rasani guy.
I don't know. I do remember the
completely tuned out, or
kind of like
the mother-in-law of the guy who facilitated the whole attack in the first place. The guy there. So the SEAL team, the other SEAL team, died because of an asbest.
Multiple asbests.
I think the building was rigged. I don't think there were any suicide vests.
I do.
Like, whatever, why would someone have to be inside the building? Like, they would have broken into the building anyway. Why not just fucking have nobody there? If you've, like, that wasn't just a bomb from some guy's chest, you think? Like, the way the house blew up?
I think it was on his butt.
Like, so that explosion, some dude was just carrying that around? That seemed fucking crazy.
No, I think it was like a planted explosive in the house from how it exploded. Because it exploded from like the second story and the first story and the ground level.
It was fucking rigged, the whole thing.
I thought so, like just from how it looked. But also like who knows what the writers come up with.
But they were, for some reason, suspecting S-Vests or multiple S-Vests.
Multiple S.
Yeah, like, S-Vests, oh, there were like five guys with suicide vests on in the building on different levels. It was very elaborate.
J-Bad S-Vest.
Snake Eater!
And was there something mentioned about, like, like, they say something about the son meeting another man, like he's gay or something like that?
Yes, that's the implication.
Okay.
So they're interviewing the woman and the woman's mother-in-law. The woman's mother-in-law is, I guess, a heart, like, whatever, an annoying person. They're not getting
it. Everyone hates her. She's like the town bicycle. Just like a really bad bicycle that everyone hates.
And just like, is never greasy, is kind of squeaky all the time.
Yeah.
No one wants to ride it.
Nope.
All right, and then I guess after that we're on our closing scene.
Where they're what? Walking. That's bullshit.
Where, this what? Is close. Where they get the whole. Okay, whatever.
What happens? Did I miss something?
At some point, Jason says we should prep for exfil, and I think he should just say prep. For X.
Prep for X?
They figure out by interrogating this woman that they think that her husband was actually... They don't know why he was turning his cell phone on and off, and the mother...
Yeah, but it was stupid. It was a stupid scene because, like, they did this whole thing in the other episode where... They had to, like, I feel it is showing the procedures that they have to go through as just a waste of time. Because no one's going to lie. Or everyone's going to lie message of the show.
Good they are getting intel. It was about how, like, Megan Draper goes in there and gets this information out of this woman that...
She doesn't get any information out of her. Yes, what did she find?
Yes, they do. That, what? What are you talking about?
I stopped paying attention. I just yeah, but like I don't know what it was.
The intel that Megan Draper.
I thought it was like intel that she didn't give. Like she was like, "Yeah, I hate my mother-in-law," and then that was the fucking end of the scene.
And then she said, "Do you have any other explanation for his behavior?" And then it cuts to the next scene where it's like, oh, he's fucking gay.
No, and I also think there was a scene where, like, she did this hand gesture into her mouth. And then she was poking her tongue into the side of her cheek, making it seem like she, like, you know, it's kind of like blowing dicks. Like, like.
Whatever.
Like, I didn't pick up on any of that stuff.
Megan Draper getting intel from the woman. And so the intel is that.
It was about explaining that Megan Draper is relevant to the show.
All right, so are we on to the last scene now?
Probably.
So they're all walking together, and they're like, you know, like having light banter, right? The hooch.
Like at the base comm?
Yeah, and they mention the hooch definition. And then they walk by the coffins. And then we have...
The Hurt Locker. I believe that is a Hurt Locker.
Oh, yeah? Is that what a Hurt Locker is?
I think so.
Okay. And then
according to the movie Hurt Locker.
They show, like, a long take of the dark-haired, curly-haired guy.
Yeah, very, like, tight, high-resolution close-up.
Yeah, that who has, like, very there little
were a lot
screen
of,
time.
There were a lot of dog guy shots, and I think that they're playing to the female audience.
And you know what I really liked about this scene is they showed the dog. They showed the dog, like, looking at the coffins.
For a split second.
No, for quite a long time. Yeah, they kept panning. Man, that pan was deliberate and slow. It was like fucking 3 seconds pan down to the dog.
And the pan like took 2 seconds of that, showing nothing. And then it's like, then the dog came into frame and then cut.
Yeah.
But I feel like they're setting up Dogman to be like the next like main character. They're gonna kill some guy off.
They're like fucking Greasy Beard didn't cut it. No one likes the driver.
Greasy Beard's not big
People
enough.
People love to kill the off dog guy.
They're gonna kill off Ray. I don't know how Ray can come back from his, what's it called? Duplicious, anti-seal thing.
Did you guys know that Ray is in Insincere?
Ray's what?
Ray's in that Insincere show. He's the...
Insecure. But also Insincere. Oh, yeah, he is in that. He's the boyfriend of one of her friends.
No, he's the friend of
the... Her ex-boyfriend stays with him for a while. He's his, rich friend that gives him advice from time to time.
And then we have the To Be Continued come up.
So I guess I suspect the next episode is just going to be them, tearing it up.
Yeah, it's going to be, a full-on action.
Oh, episode, yeah. It could be the best episode to come.
I don't know. I think we just saw the best episode.
There is no way it can get better than this.
So, who was our saddest seal this episode?
You were just trying to help, but I was kind of being a dick to the man. I'm sorry.
Problem was, I was never here.
Got so drunk, I peed myself.
Margaret, why don't you start? Who is the saddest seal today?
I wrote it down.
Oh, you wrote it down. I gotta think.
I just think it's Jay because his wife
is
leaving him, and she said, I know that I'm the love of your life, but I also know that you could never, essentially she said, prioritize us over the seals, and he couldn't say anything back. He didn't say anything.
No. He couldn't because he had proven himself earlier in the episode.
I think that if your whole entire family life, your children and your wife are worth less to you than you're going on mission and fucking kill, whatever.
Oscar Mike.
I think he's the saddest seal. He he couldn't even pretend that she was wrong. He couldn't even say to her.
Right.
That's no, I not, love you more, baby.
That's not true. You mean just as much to me, blah, 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 or whatever. He couldn't even say anything.
Yeah.
So then, to me, this week, Jay's the saddest seal.
I 100% agree with Margaret on all accounts.
Go on. You got anything to
add? No, she just covered it all. Jay's the saddest seal.
Universally, I would agree. But I would say that Ray is the saddest seal today.
Oh.
Because of the tremendous weight that he has to carry in through his lives being exposed. He is a wretch. He is this kind of self-loathing, disgusting thing. His wife loathes him now.
Two episodes ago when he called the doctor's office.
And yeah.
But now his wife...
His wife knows about his lies.
Well, I can tell you how you're wrong, too.
Okay. This is our time of that podcast that we get to say whatever we believe, and no one can challenge us, so I apologize, Tick, for challenging you on your opinion as who the saddest seal is.
I would like to change my opinion to Margaret being the saddest seal.
But I'm not even in the show.
I'd like to say Scarface is potentially the saddest.
Danny?
But you guys should know
that's exactly it. He's not a seal, but he used to be. No, he fucking used to be, and he. Okay, the thing that I really liked was the scene where everybody's saying goodbye to their wives, and there was a fucking shot of Tony Trucks saying goodbye to her fucking gigantic ogre man. She's like, get out of here, bitch. I gotta go fight the war for a few weeks. I'll be back, though. I was like, yes, fucking Tony Trucks, do that shit.
So you think that the only reason he's the saddest seal is because he's, a subservient,
He's a subservient little bitch who wishes he was a seal. He's like, oh, God, like me, and oh, please come back.
He used to be a seal.
But I'll be there. I'll be gone for like 2 weeks, bitch. What is with his like statement of being gone for 2 weeks? I don't know.
Wait for me, please.
They're gone for 3 months.
I'm nothing without you.
But
when him and Tony are talking at the back of the car after he makes the tomahawk thing, Tony says something about going, and he says, "I'll be gone for 2 weeks." And then, jokey thing, like he's on a 2 week deployment, she's on a 3 month deployment.
He is going to stick in town.
But he's going to be gone.
He's going to leave town.
Yeah,
he's only there.
He's doing stuff. Her. He's out there.
They're deploying for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And he's there to visit them, and now that she's...
He's not there to visit them. He fucking lived there, did he not? He was just in town for a little bit. Oh, yeah, he's just in town for a little bit because he's Sonny's friend, and they talked about him in that one episode.